I suppose it's sort of saying three things. One is it's explaining that the world faces an extraordinary emergency. Secondly, it's explaining what's going to happen in Copenhagen and what we want of our leaders. And thirdly, it makes the point that we do have a chance to make things better if we can come together and transcend parochial differences. And that's what all these different newspapers have come together to do today. The upshot being that the leaders are expected to do the same.
And how did it come together? Because it's an unprecedented step, 56 newspapers from around the world printing the same leader column.
There's a quote in the paper saying from Alan Rusbridge, our editor, saying, well, you know, newspapers have never come together and done this kind of thing before. But there again, the world's never faced an emergency quite like this. I think the driving force at this end has been our deputy editor, Ian Katz, who's talked to people from other newspapers around the world and has been very gripped by the issue for a long time, started to see that there was a shared interest in India and in China and one or two other places. And then he sort of thought, well, how far can we push this? People have been emailed up. Getting them to agree in principle that they might be interested was one thing, but it was quite another to kind of hammer out the details of the text. And to the extent I've been involved, it's more in the kind of trying to work out how to keep people on board when people from different parts of the world might have a different view about what they want to have precisely in this editorial.